What's good? What's good? We are back. Another live from Vietnam. Live music reviews. I'm the one and only Paul Masson, also known as Paul Pickett to the music promotion world. I own Promo Palace LLC. I used to have Indie Castle Radio, On Demand Radio, Urban Obsessions Radio Show. Used to run Unheard Radio, hip hop channel back in the days. I promoted for about 2,500 musicians or more for the last 13 years. Getting into live music reviews today. I got about 15 tracks loaded up. 15 tracks. Don't forget, you can skip the line. Cash App Promo Palace LLC. Send payment plus screenshot to livefromvietnam@gmail.com. I repeat, livefromvietnam@gmail.com. Waiting on to see if a lot more people are going to tune in here real soon. And we about to go ahead and get started with the music reviews. See what the first song of the day is. My dog in there spazzing out. I ought to hit you with a damn something right now. All right, let's get into the first song of the day. Let's get into Bogey Black and Key to Life, Vivid Stems.
This for more all I see in niggas, man. This for all my niggas with real visions, man. Vivid shit, you know what I'm saying? Niggas that can forecast the future by manifesting it now in the present.
You know what it is.
Showing and proving. Real vivid, high life living, you know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about. Yeah, yeah.
Ayo, I'm sharper than the blade pulled out by the worst criminal. My actions not subliminal. The vitamins and minerals provided by the goddess. I'm here to enhance, take it to another level. Last chance to advance. Caught the wind beneath my wing, now I'm set to take flight. Do what I like, proper vision, yeah, with proper insight. Got the skill to build with scholars, but I ride with the poor. Do things you never saw, high endurance for more. I shook hands with the wicked, joke with the cold-hearted. Please don't let me get started on who really pay art shit. Regardless, the picture that I paint more vivid. Actual real things, cause I actually live it. Took the bull by the horns, now he followed my lead. Separate from the greed, bring you up to speed. Know what I'm here for, options not included, no and more. We settle score, bring just to unjust law. Live my life something vivid like no way out. Even when there was a drought, we kept food in our mouth. Never bite the hand that feeds you, that's where lines get crossed. Never do things for applause, what's mine is yours. Live my life something vivid like no way out. Even when there was the drought, we kept food in our mouth. Never bite the hand that feeds you, that's where lines get crossed. Never do things for applause, what's mine is yours.
Politic and gripping the pole. Bless my OG with some dope, give and go. Orphan been out parole, sick to the cold. Play your role, I pay dues, you pay the toll. You pray the Pope, I make it rain, hail snow. Ayo, ayo. Ace, make a old pesos. About the range of my range though. 3 to 4 stacks per plate though. For plain clothes, you be sick. Heard what I made, gross, my main goal. Kicking game down to the ankle. Don't play though, but shape of mole holes like Play-Doh. Straight up and down. Move like he in the ring. Sync with survival instincts, scientific. Those are the things chipped. Ayo, my path sealed, gripping the staff and shield. Magnetic field, law and order's real. You pull it out, you better use it still. What's the deal? Playing my cards, weighing the odds. Break bread with air like seeing grace from the start.
Please comment, yay, nay, or okay.
No way out. Even when there was a drought, we kept food in our mouth. Never bite the hand to feed you.
I'm gonna go with a yay on that. Definitely not a mainstream single, probably more of an album cut, but a really dope track, dope beat, dope flow, nice hook, but it's not one of those repetitive hooks, and it's definitely not a single, it's more of a main, like a underground album cut, but I'm gonna give it a yay. That was Bogey Black and Key to Life, Vivid Stems. All right, let's get into Damage and Company, Carpe Diem. Please comment, yay, nay, or okay. I'm gonna go with an okay on that one. Not a bad song at all. Could be a little better in my opinion. Vocals were straight. Music sounded okay. Definitely has a market for that record, but I'm gonna just go with an okay on that one. And that was Damage and Company, Carpe Diem. Let's get into Flip Barrison, The Apology, produced by Tone Jones. I've actually had production from Tone Jones, really good producer to lease some beats from.
It's crazy, right? In no way is this a love song. No way. No way. I'm just trying to right a wrong. Do your thing. You know who you are. Yeah. It's been a long time since the last seen your face. We left on bad terms, but I never harbor hate. I hope you found real love, since then I changed the pace. I know the words I said were wrong, but time gave me grace. Our younger years are gone, goddamn we getting old. 20 years have passed us by, now we really grown. Don't get the wrong idea, not trying to kindle flames. Not trying to get you back, just saying times have changed. See, love back then was new, I couldn't navigate it. Feelings were out of control, pure infatuation. The more my feelings grew, the more I gravitated. Until the day you left, I was sad and waiting. Now I'm sitting here thinking how to thank you. The first love of my life is how I ranked you. We ain't knew a damn thing back then. All I saw was your past and kept hearing my friends. Not thinking how you felt, cause I broke your heart. You were really trying to grow, but I never let you start. I was bringing up your past and throw it in your face. So my insecurities pretty much sealed our fate. I was young, not to blame it on the age. I knew that I was wrong, but my feelings took the stage. I said some harsh words and you ended it that way. Well, nothing I could do or nothing I could say. But hey, I don't regret.
I'm gonna go with an okay on that one. Not a bad record. Probably an album cut. Probably not a mainstream single, but it's a decent album cut. Nice storytelling record. But I'm just go with okay on that one. Let's get into A Thousand Reasons Obsession. A Thousand Reasons Obsession. I appreciate everybody tuned in. Make sure you comment yay, nay, or okay, or what you think about the song. Oh man, my camera got unplugged. What? And how the hell did that camp happen? My camera just got unplugged. Okay. I'm gonna go with a yay on that one. I actually like that record. Really good sounding record. Nice change up. Nice background music, powerful vocals, in my opinion. That was A Thousand Reasons Obsession, and I'm going to go with a yay on that one. Let's get into, all the way from Argentina, Greg Lindor, The Suitcase.
others now, what you fear? To those that souls have lost to fear. And your problem seems to make them with the fullest thing to make them with the subtle. Even made them read the on screen. Several never be the one. No,
I'm gonna go with an okay on that one. Not feeling the vocals too much, but I like the background music. The background music, it's kind of cool, up tempo. Definitely could dance to it. But I wanted more out of the vocals and the lyrics. But that was Greg Lindor, The Suitcase, all the way from Argentina. Let's get into this next one. Is Andy X, When Uncle Putin Comes. Andy X, When Uncle Putin Comes. Let's see what this is about.
It's your doomsday drums. The pipeline's cut. It's cold and dark when Uncle Putin comes. I'll be the greatest.
Oh shit.
In the history book. You'll regret and you'll repent for each inch that you took.
I guess I'm going to go with an okay. I almost feel like you could hear that in a movie or something. Once again, the background music was not that bad. Kind of funny and humorous. But it could use some work. It could use some work. That was Andy X, When Uncle Putin Comes. Okay. Let's get to Cadiz. I think that's how you pronounce it. K-A-D-I-Z. Cadiz, different.
Beyond.
I'm saying that I hear you, I ain't saying I believe it. I lost somebody special, so I'm sorry I'm still breathing. I did you dirty, then I probably got my reasons. Seeing what I seen, I should be in a million pieces. They probably kill me if they knew what I was thinking. Think of all the stress from all these secrets I've been keeping. Sitting tripping about that shit that I've been peeping. I put that on my soul, so that's the shit that I've been reaping. A decent person, but y'all push me to my limit. It's been since we was kids, they wanna hate me cause I'm different. Y'all done see me with all kinds of different women. It wasn't for my pleasure, something inside of me's missing. And I don't need your pity, y'all can save your tears. I do this shit for my city, I got game to give. It's been bittersweet, I love them, but they never play cadets. Yeah. I won't apologize because I'm different. I won't apologize because I'm different. Yeah. You with the heart of the city, we moving through the city. It's north side till I die. Yeah. I won't apologize because I'm different. The best I could, and I don't care if you believe it.
I'm gonna go with an okay. And it's Cadiz Different. That was the name. I mean, beat was alright, flow was cool, but not really my cup of tea, man. I'm gonna just go with an okay on that one. And we're gonna get into another one, and then we're gonna get into a commercial break. Let's get into Lady Redneck, A Child of God. And don't forget, like, I don't listen to none of your songs before I listen to them. And I review all genres, not just hip hop, because I'm not a hip hop promoter. I'm a music promoter. So you can submit hip hop, pop, R&B, country, metal, rock, whatever it may be, submit it. Submit it to livefromfayetnam@gmail.com. That's FAYETTENAM. livefromfayetnam@gmail.com. Submissions are free, but if you want to skip the line, it's $5 Cash App, Promo Palace LLC. It's getting Lady Redneck, A Child of God.
Broken, that's how I felt, how I lived, torn apart and incomplete, shattered sins cutting me. Now I know who I am, now I finally understand, I'm so much more. You made me whole, I am a child of God and He loves me. I am a daughter of a king, an heir of royalty, not of this world. Truly yours, a child. But now I know who I am. Now I finally understand. You're always there. You hear every prayer. I am a child.
Shouts out to Mark for tuning in. Mark said, yay, but I'm gonna give it an okay. I want more out of the vocals. And, you know, I prefer more up-tempo stuff. It's really, really slow tempo. Not big on the super slow tempo stuff. But I wanted more out of the vocals. It definitely did. The hook was dope. I mean, yeah, the hook was dope. The hook was simple, too. The hook was simple. It was easy to repeat. So that's always good. That's always good. All right, so we're going to get in a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come right back.
That dizzle ain't no joke, got me addicted, ain't no coke. Let's just have a toast. Anybody want some smoke? Because it's up. I be dizzled up. Catch me sipping with my double cup. Can't just have one, you gotta double up. You pour it, gotta watch it bubble up. I ain't gon' lie, I cannot get enough. What Cadden said, I need another one. Gon' have you coming back for more. But go get it while it's hot. 40 sold out in your store. That dizzle.
That's right, I really mean it. You could dizzle too. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave tequila, French cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. So you dizzle on ice, and it's nice. You want to get your very own bottle or bottles, go to dizzlebrand.com. We also got t-shirts, merch, and they got the new Dizzle Brand cans, four different flavors that you can get with already mixed Dizzle Brand mixed drinks. Live from Vietnam music reviews brought to you by Dizzle Premium Luxury Liqueur. All right, we're going to get back into it. Appreciate you tuning in, Mark. Yeah, I've been preaching that lately. That's the formula, man. Dope beats, simple, repetitive hooks. We got to stop acting like music fans are the most complex music makers or listeners in the world. Let's see who we got next. We still got a few more songs to go. Let's get into, you know what the beauty of this music review is, like, you go to most music reviews, they only reviewing hip hop or just rock or just pop. Like, bring it. Whatever you got, bring it, man. I know what good music sounds like when I hear it. And I know what bad music sounds like. And music is subjective, but, you know, classic songs and timeless songs are timeless for a reason. Let's get into Neff and Neff, I Need You.
Give me all you got, girl, I got stamina. Say you don't got plans, it ain't adding up. I see your girlfriends getting mad at us, cause we gotta go home for the night's begun. I need you, I need you. Girl, it won't take long, I'll please you. Yeah, I need you, I need you. Girl, it won't take long, I'll please you. Yeah.
I always been very, very bad, though. I'm a heartbreaker. This is very sad, though. There's no question. I'm the best you had, though.
I like
never
this.
In session. Back to the class, though. Straight to the afro. Picks with the afro. Picks when I tap, yo. Shit, you'll be glad, though. Switch to the lasso. Lasso. Get it, girl, girl. At the end, she'll be thinking it was faster.
Give me all you got, girl, I got stamina. Say you don't got plans, it ain't adding up. I see your girlfriends getting mad at us, cause we gotta go home for the night's begun. I need you, I need you. Girl, it won't take long, I'll please you. Yeah, I need you. I need you,
cause
it won't take long,
I please you. I always had dirty, dirty swag though. Trying to be a good guy, never got me bad hoes. King of the castle, quick to sneak a damsel straight out the back door. Give her what she asked for, lady with the cash flow. She told her best friend that I'm my asshole. Fucking with them both, we ain't talk about that now. All around the map and I never made my match. Only got one night and we gotta make a last song. I ain't saying that I want it, yeah. If you give it, give it. Word. Keep it going, don't stop. Nah, shake it to the flow, yeah, take it to the top like that.
Give me all you got, girl, I got stamina. Say you don't got plans, it ain't adding up. I see your girlfriends getting mad at us.
Now, that's a good record. That's a yay. That's a really good record. The delivery was nice. Voice, dude's voice, rap voice was pretty cool. The hook was nice. The singer was dope. Baseline beat, everything, man. Like, that's like how what a potential really good single sounds like, in my opinion. And that's song of the day so far. Yeah, that's that club shizzle for show. Song of the day so far. That's Neff and Neff, I Need You. That's actually one of my clients, or Barry Benson clients, that he brought me. So I had to tell Barry that they got something right here. See, we got another comment. It's a vibe. Husky Records, appreciate you tuning in. What else we got? We got, let's get back. We got Tony Ford, hard to say your name. Tony Ford, hard to say your name. And I think Tony just subscribed. Appreciate you subscribing, Tony.
Another eggshell in my path. So hungover, baby, that we both might need a bath. Wednesday evening, another glass of wine. I'll save my breath, you can save some time. I don't know, baby, why
I'm gonna have to go with Mark on this one. I'm gonna give it an okay. One more out of the vocals. Background music is pretty good. I mean, it was recorded good. I will say that it was recorded good. Vocals sounded clear and everything, but I just wanted something more out of the vocals. Really wasn't my cup of tea, but it's an okay record. I'm not gonna give it an A. All right, let's get into Orpheus Omega, the Tango, and I think this is a metal track. As you know, I'm not no death metal or metal expert, but I've given plenty of yays for some metal records on here. Let's go. I'm gonna go with okay on this one. When I judge metal music, I don't really go off of the lyrics. I go off of the drum patterns. That's the thing about metal. It's almost impossible to like 80s records because the way they play the drums is crazy. It's crazy ridiculous. Mark gives it a yay though, but I'm gonna go with okay. And don't forget, like, whoever gets yays, I clip up the yays and I post those to all the social media links. I don't clip up the okays and nays, especially not the nays, because which artist is actually gonna engage with the nays, man? They're gonna be mad as hell because I gave them a nay. Like, nobody wants to get a nay on here. It's like nobody ever. Guitars were on point. Mark said guitars were on point. I mean, it just wasn't my cup of tea. It just wasn't my cup of tea for a yay. But, yeah. Like, somebody got to get nays on this show. Because, like, everybody can't be making, like, the greatest music ever. That's bogus. That's, like, just from odd standards. Like, just math and common sense to tell you, like, yo, the statistics don't add up for everybody to be making great music. There's levels to this shit. There's great music. There's good music. There's okay music and just god-awful terrible music, which even still gets play, gets fan base, and like Sexy Red and some of these other artists. I mean, somebody likes them and somebody listens to them because, you know, they wouldn't be popping like that if they weren't. Let's get into Waxadon, Point Blank Period, featuring Skinny Purp. Waxadon, Point Blank Period, featuring Skinny Purp. Let's get into it. See what we got here.
See. Banger. Wish you better.
We've been out here grinding, Point Blank Period. And all my people's riders, Point Blank Period. And you can't stop our shine, no, Point Blank Period. See, we the truth, no lie, no, Point Blank Period. Pull up on some wheels, looking down. Blowing on some good, good, puffing loud. Hit that button, yeah.
I'm gonna go with an okay on that one. It definitely got some potential. Definitely got some potential. Definitely sounds like a single, that's for sure. Sounds like a mainstream single. Doesn't necessarily sound like all the other shit that's going on, even though it is kind of like rap singing. It does sound a little bit different than some of the stuff going on. Yeah. Beat is kind of, it was, yeah, the beat, vocal, I did like the vocal. I like the pattern, the delivery, but the beat was kind of like, after a while, it was just, it was a little boring and a little dull. Let's get into Relicon, The Everyday. Relicon, The Everyday. I'm gonna give it an okay. The guitars and the drums I like, but the vocals, they just, I don't know. I wanted more out of the vocals. I really did. I really did. So that was Relicon, The Everyday. Let's get into OSVN and D Gaines. Flow, produced by, I think, DJ King Flow, cuts by Tone Spliff.
Oh, Phil Corner, King Flow, Goins Rocker, yo. Keep my pen sharp, every 16 is a benchmark, yeah. Words impact your life, I write with an exacto knife. Each cut is worth a re-up. Ain't working for peanuts, came to clean up. Champagne pouring over C-cups. Behind the scenes, nobody sees us. Every stroke is genius, a lot of folks on it. You know it, it's the energy. Hard not to show it. If it's gonna feed my family, then I'm gonna grow it. Tell a farmer, more along the lines of a poet. Mountains of marijuana, way too much smoke. Rolling up still, loading up
this
still.
This joint go black, hard,
grab a microphone, and it got the same feel. Real powerful rap. Impact, boom, boom, big tune. Mechanics. Track eyes and ears when I enter a room. Yeah. Peace with the magnetic, speech is alphanumeric. Play some beats, go ahead and call the paramedics. Peace. Let's go.
I hear you. Oh, we got plans. Power movements. Get on some rules shit. Some rules shit.
I'm particular to none of them. None of them perpendicular. Extra when I fracture. Mine's is intra-articular. Man, your slaughter's vehicular. I'm cancerous, the finisher. The answer to the questions and killings, extracurricular. Activity, physically, lyrically, spiritually, I break them down until they worship religiously. Wrongs, I get stupid and lose it, but don't confuse it. My verbiage could be abusive, unsoothing when over music. Who knew that niggas would choose it and use it as an inducive to slaughter? I'm so conducive to killers, I'm the acoustics. Needed to fuel them when feeding, they bang my music, then do it. They can't refuse it, addictive yet therapeutic. Use as you wish, see I'm hood, not Hollywood. Just know that if I'm doing bad, it's all for the sake of good. And for that dough, me and O gon' flow till they let go and start up a revolution like Malcolm and Pino Pinto.
Yo, that's a yay, man. That joint goes super hard, man. And from now on, I'm playing all the yays, like, pretty much through the whole song, because they yays. And it's not a mainstream single, but it's one of those underground hip-hop records that, when you listen to it, you should instantly become a fan of both of these artists, OSVN and D Gaines. I don't know how you pronounce it, Osvin. But it's produced by DJ King Flo out of France, who we interviewed live from Vietnam. That's definitely in the runnings right now for Song of the Day with the Neff and Neff I Need You record. So that's in the running for Song of the Day right there. Let's get into She Is Her Name, Dirty Pop. Oh, hold on. We got a comment. Cuz on point. Yeah, like that went hard, yo. King Flo in there cooking up he's cooking up crack every day in the beat kitchen. You see him on, follow DJ King Flo on Instagram, man. I mean, every day he's like making a new beat, cooking up crack. Let's get into She Is Her Name, Dirty Pop. I like this. I'm going with a yay on that one. I like that record. And I wonder, like, how old this artist is, because that's almost like a pay homage record, you know, with the names Aaliyah, Brandy, and Shakira and stuff that she's shouting out. Like, you don't get a lot of that from the new generation of music makers in hip-hop or R&B. There's, like, definitely a disconnect. And partially is probably because a lot of old schoolers was trashing people like Master P and Soulja Boy when they became successful, and the Gucci Mans of the world, or whoever that came successful that really had kind of basic flows and whatnot. You know, they didn't congratulate none of the success. They just trashed it. And, you know, once you do that, there's definitely going to be a disconnect. And then they didn't grow up on who we grew up on. You know, that's the thing we got to realize. Like, this new generation, like, I come from a time where cats look at, like, Rakim and Nas is probably the greatest. And nowadays, they probably look at it like T.I. and Jeezy and Kendrick and Cole. So there's that. Yeah, Mark said amazing voice. I like that. I thought it was a dope record. That's in the runnings for Song of the Day too right now. That's definitely in my top three right now. She Is Her Name, Dirty Pop. That's a yay. Right, let's get into another one from Drazmatic. Drazmatic, Notorious Grizz, Young Z, DJ Jayski, and this one is called The Great Outdoors.
Grizz, with three Z's. Feel a rays of the sun, another day has begun. What I crave is salmon filleted and I'm catching me one. Yo, I be having fun, I'm catching rappers too. That's a hunter with no gun, he didn't have a clue. I drip sauce, you drip blood, down to your shoe. Your body bloated, left floating in the bayou. Yo, this say Balu, you passive aggressive. It's on your message, I won't chew through the gristle. None will miss you, ain't nothing funny here. It's just a furry bear, but not cuddly like a puppy, a goldfish guppy, or your baby here. I'm a matted mess. Matter of fact, you ain't gotta guess. I'm killing rappers for less. The microphone is on my family crest.
Hardcore rap, rules attack.
We rule the map. Sly and cunning like the fox's cousin. Slop the eagle in the beak and took a dozen. I was raised in the wilderness in North America. Niggas fear what they don't understand. That's why they scared of us. When niggas say that they eating, don't believe the hype. It's been a few nights since they had a fucking bite. Starving. We ain't talking about no hunger strike. They lying. 95% of the shit they write. Raising the wild in my neck of the woods. It's never all good when we explore the great outdoors. Nobody wilder, you can't find another liver. We hunt from dusk to dawn, pull of all-nighters. I've been calm, now I'm starting to get fed. I send lead to crack your shell and scramble your eggs. Nobody plan, I really bust the bland. Leave a hole in your top like a soda can. Flashbacks are hovering over the stove. Possessed by the ghost of hope. Cooked up to take my show on the road.
Here, Draz, why y'all out here stressing? I shot a fowl and a peasant. With scallions resting on Italian dressing. I hunt big bucks, your family gon' die. We skin him and use his brains to tan his own hide. If I think bro want beef, all night I roam the streets. Daytime I comb the beach, no one sleeps. My producers make no more beats. Until we pull out all your teeth. My mind is blown. This video, he's in a mansion. But he lives in a tiny home. Young, I'm half Rwanda mixed with Anaconda. I got runners like athlete joggers that run fast as Hondas, bringing me back the dollars. My coke fire, ask your father. And my marijuana called slap your mama. I wrap a Fanta and half a ganja, then go catch a llama. Young,
yeah. We outside, we outside, outside, we outside, nigga.
Animals have a home of their own. In the desert, on the prairies, underwater. Off the shores, in the great outdoors.
I know y'all know that's a yay since I played the whole joint. That first dude was really, really nice. Greg, I appreciate you tuning in, man. We already reviewed your joint earlier, man. I gave you an okay. Yeah, nice cuts. Beat was dope. The first dude was nice. Drazmatic's verse was nice. That was Young Z at the end. It was definitely entertaining what they said. And that's what, like... That's part of the problem with the modern day hip hop is like they don't got really no scratches and no cuts. Like if they actually had some scratches and some cuts over these 808 beats, like it might be a whole different. That's the thing. It's whoever comes out with like the hip hop scratches over the 808 beats might be introducing something new, man, to the table. Because DJs are no longer part of the hip-hop group element no more. You know, back in the days, you had DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. You had Kool G Rap, DJ Polo, Eric B, and Rakim, Pete Rock, and CL Smooth. The DJ's name came first a lot of the times. And now it's like nobody, you know, brings the DJ part of the group element. You don't hear a lot of scratches on none of the mainstream hip-hop, not even J. Cole and Kendrick. have like anybody really scratching too much. Appreciate you tuning in, Greg Linder, all the way from Argentina, man. That's the thing. We worldwide, baby. We worldwide. Let's get into the next one. I only got a couple more tracks. We got Joe Marley, Biggie Bamba. Joe Marley.
Biggie Bamba. Biggie Bamba.
You got, Biggie Bamba. You got the name Marley. You better bring it.
Biggie, Biggie. Biggie Bamba. Biggie Bamba.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
DJ
Blaze,
what it do?
Uh-oh.
I'm and I come from Africa. And
Germany in the house, too.
When we call a beauty in a physical.
Philly. Philly in the house. Germany in the house, too.
Biggie Bamba. A booty kiss, hello, Biggie Bamba. A Biggie Bamba.
First, you looking better. Na hilo shemu lako nataka jiweka. We, na unavyocheza. Na hizo bleka. Na penda unavyonyonga, sikida dodoma. Na nikosha, kiuno dondoga.
Hey, African girl, umeni bamba. Namba na neshiye penya moja kanga. Cute face, ni unoni shanga. Just a peep that Biggie Bamba. I miss a Biggie de Biggie de Bamba. Kele me na weka na dede ya kwamba. Koko ni mefika ni meti ya nanga. Man on any place with a Biggie Bamba. Biggie de Biggie de Bamba.
Biggie de Biggie de Bamba.
I'm an I come from Africa. Energetic and so romantic. When we call a beauty in a physical. Me love them Biggie Bamba. A Biggie Bamba. A booty kiss hello Biggie. A Biggie Bamba.
Yeah,
a Biggie Bamba.
I'm a Biggie, Biggie. Biggie. Para kanu nuwa pia. Nene kiri chofatia. Mitungi, mikasi. Planti, nyasi. Mitungi, mikasi. Obadi ulofatia. Lika dogo dogo, kama dege dege. Oko nyumba wamechaza kama Biggie. Mambo spede spede, tumesha pata wede. Nika pata ham, ya kucheke chiki.
Ameke Biggie de Biggie de Bam Bam. Kele mina weka na dhidi ya Bam Bam. Koko nimefika nimeti ya nanga. Mano nini place with a Biggie Bam Bam. Biggie de Biggie de Bam Bam. Biggie de Biggie de Bam Bam. I'm and I come from Africa. Energetic and so romantic. When we call a beauty in a physical. Me love them. A Biggie Bam Bam. Hey, put your kiss, hello, Biggie Bam Bam.
That's a yay, man. I didn't even want to stop playing that joint, man. That was Joe Marley, Biggie Bam Bam. Yeah, you got a name like Marley as your last name. You definitely probably going to come with the heat and the fire. That's actually, you know what? That's actually up for Song of the Day. Song of the Day is going to be tough today, man. And yo, somebody submit me some more music, man. I don't care if it's a skip the line or not. At gmail.com. I got my email open right now. I'll download it and add it. Matter of fact, do we got some new tracks in? Oh, Mills Facing, you sent one? That's what's up. The Bishop sent one? That's what's up. Downloading those right now. And we got another one from the Bishop. Let's download that too. All right, let's get into. I hope I pronounced this right. Naeki. Nike. Naeki. Poor King Solomon.
What a confusion. What a trap. What happened? What a trap. What happened? Oh my gosh, fucking Solomon.
Spalt brat.
Spalt brat. What problem do you even have? You have it all. You have all the riches. Oh my gosh, fucking Solomon.
Spalt brat. Spalt brat.
Oh, what a dream. A visit. So it seemed. We dance like minds. Only those that exist through substances. Substances, drugs, perception blurred. Is it a god or a drug?
And
you fed me that, guided me there.
I hate to do it, man. I gotta go with an A. I gotta go with an A. Mark asked, do I play the links people send in? No, I don't play links. MP3s only. Send your MP3 to livefromfayetnam@gmail.com. Mark, I agree with you. I gotta get that one an A. I don't even know what's going on with that. Like, the vocals was terrible. The beat was really not that good at all. And Mills Faison said, I just sent in song of the day. All right, we about to play yours and one more record after this other one I just uploaded. So we got next one we got is the Bishop 21 Drum Salute.
Stakes is high, so rappers gotta stop telling young dudes lies. Get them on the right track, tell a young superstar, invest your paper.
Make money.
De La Soul said the stakes is high, so rappers gotta stop telling young dudes lies. Get them on the right track, tell a young superstar, invest your paper.
Make money.
My life is lonely, but that's cool, that's the path I chose. I had to be by myself, so the leader could unfold. I had to shed that skin, so I got rid of so-called friends, to the trash with them. Living life, yes, there's many different lessons, so I thank the creator for every single blessing. Yo, I'm never stressing, cause your hate can never hold me down. Yo, use your third eye, so you can see my crown. Anyway, spread love, that's the Philly way. Youngins get mad, they bust shots, cause they don't know the way. He don't know the play, they want you locked away. Get him while he's young, let him out when he's old and gray. Make them stress every damn day, and let them be the sole reason that his family came. Yo, you got it wrong if you think this will play, cause every day if somebody hug, you hear that AK. De La Soul said the stakes is high, so rappers gotta stop telling young dudes lies. Hit them on the right track, tell a young superstar, invest your paper.
Make money.
Yo, they hide it in plain sight, put knowledge in the books where the black folk won't look. All you gotta do is give them a little fame, and don't get it confused, I rocks with little fame. I'm the type, I do my own thing, plus I'm double on the five, thank the most high, I'm still alive. I spread love every single day, because I hate it, gon' hate when every single effing day. Yo, this my Anunnaki flow, the flower of life is mad precise, but we can't figure it out, try for centuries. Best minds in the world haven't solved this mystery. I'm from Philly, but I don't get jiggy. Give me a pen and watch your big arm get busy. Yo, you know the stakes is high, so when you write, you fake-ass rapper, stop telling lies. You fake-ass rapper, stop telling lies. De La Soul said the stakes is high, so rappers gotta stop telling young dudes lies.
That's dope. I'm gonna get out of yay. That beat was crazy. A lot going on with the drums. A little jab at Will Smith. With the I Don't Get Jiggy, you know, that was the Bishop 21 Drum Salute, man. I mean, that was crazy with the changeups and all. So let's see if we got any more submissions before we get into this next one. Don't look like we got any more just yet. So this is probably going to be the last song of the day unless I go on a rant. We got Reef Hustle, All Right, featuring Who Is Steven Young. All right, let's get into it.
Yeah. On my light skin. Free the wave. Get with it.
Girl, everything will be alright. She wants the stress to get off of her. I only want the best thing for her. She know I got a whole lot to offer her.
Girl, everything will be alright.
She wants the stress to get off of her.
Yeah.
I only want the best thing for her.
I'm here for your rescue. You want a house or a home, I'm here for your refuge. I drive this truck and I rap, a big spitter, working towards six figures. Nah, I ain't no rich hitter, nah. Well, I'm getting that out the way. If you ain't feeling me, that's cool, you can go on about your day. But if you stay, I can obviously make it better. I saved enough bread, I can modestly change the weather. I'm never stingy with the paper. And I'm making plans in different places I can take you. I'm out to the city for a spell. You got things on your mind and you're stressed, and I can tell this medicine to do you well. Well, then what you say for the weekend? You ain't available. What you say for the evening? Well, listen here, I'm talking light. And if you're loyal, then I'm spending, never ending, talking life. Stab me.
She wants the stress I get off of her. I only want the best thing for her.
Tell
she
me.
Know I got a whole lot to offer her.
The living will be alright.
You know where I'm at with it, baby.
She wants the stress I get off of her.
Come on,
I only want
town.
The best thing for her.
What's best for you, baby? What? You don't want to be with your man? You know the time. You got a watch on your wrist, phone in your hand. You know I got more lows than the van. And if you fall, I carry you. You see, that's my toes in the sand. You don't get it, do you? I'm the best with finesse. How should I put it to you? Anytime or any day, we can play. It's no game. I'm involved. I'm here to stay. Why would I dare to fall? She got a set of soup coolers, know what she's heading for. I know that's witty, you look pretty in pink. You look so good and for real, I can't even think. Hit the gym, we can let our energy sink. I'm trying to go back to my six pack so you could drink. He ain't got it, well shorty, that's not true. I relieve that problem, little girly, I got you.
She
want
the stress
and
I'm gonna get at him with a yay, man. Definitely a dope record. Definitely single potential. The flow was really on point, man. Really, really on point. It's not too often you really hear rappers nowadays that put out records that actually probably have mainstream potential appeal, and the flow is just so on point like that. I mean, Song of the Day is gonna be tough, man. You got Neff and Neff, I Need You. You got, oh, actually, you know what? My bad. There's still one more record that I skipped over. We still got one more record to get to that I skipped over. So I can't even do Song of the Day yet. We got Top Dre, Every Day I'm Expanding.
Top Dre. Top Dre, top flow,
top.
Get a lot of high shows. About to rank, get your poncho. First worth a condo. I'ma ball like Rondo. I'ma give me a new mansion. My diamonds gon' be dancing. Every day I'm expanding. Top Dre, top flow. Get a lot of high shows. About to rank, get your poncho. First worth a condo. I'ma ball like Rondo. I'ma give me a new mansion. My diamonds gon' be dancing. Every day I'm expanding. Tours overseas in Italy, send it up. Step on the stage, got something exclusive in my cup. I need big bucks, cause I can't get enough. Knew I was gon' shine like a diamond even when it was rough. Made it through some buying me and my daughter too much stuff. Whole lot of five stars hit my phone, want me to cut. I'm staying on my grind, cause enough is not enough. I call it perfect timing, so I'm about to run it up. Top Dre, top flow. Get a lot of high shows. About to rank, get your poncho. First worth a condo. I'ma ball like Rondo. I'ma give me a new mansion. My diamonds gon' be dancing. Every day I'm expanding. Top Dre, top flow. Get a lot of high shows. About to rank, get your poncho. First worth a condo.
I'm gonna go with a okay. I really don't like these kind of tracks, though, man. I really don't. It's like, to me, the only way these kind of songs really pop off is when you just, you gotta, just to make a song like this really, really pop. And Mark said a nay, and you know what? I mean, I pretty much wanted to give it a nay. It's just, it's really not my cup of tea, man. It's, I don't know, man. Top Dre, man. I mean, you've been bringing me a lot of mediocre songs over here, but keep submitting. So we got, it's between. I mean, Bogey Black and Key to Life was cool. I think it's between Neff and Neff. Neff and Neff. She is her name. And Reef Hustle. As far as like Song of the Day. Because typically Song of the Day, I try to pick the one that has the most single potential. And I think I'm going to go with Neff and Neff, I Need You for Song of the Day. Followed up by She Is Her Name, Dirty Pop, and Reef the Hustle, All Right, featuring Who Is Steven. It would be my third. And there's a lot. There's some dope records today. I mean, the Bishop, the Joe Marley. Oh, man, I actually overlooked that Joe Marley joint, man. Joe, oh, man. Damn, almost. It's tough. There's a lot of good records. Joe Marty, the Drasmatic, feature Young Z. A lot of good records. OSVN and D Gaines, Flow by King Flow. There's a lot of good records today. I mean, there's at least one. Let's see. Let me see all the A's. One, two. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Eight yays out of like 15, 16 tracks, man. That's pretty good, man. That's 50%, man. But it also lets me realize, like, artists, man, like, y'all gotta step it up, man. Like, a lot of artists, y'all gotta step it up. Y'all can't be just making this average and mediocre music, and unless you got some extreme marketing budget to promote average and mediocre music, it's not gonna break through, man, because it's just average and mediocre. If you want to, like, if you don't got a major marketing budget and a lot of money to put in promotions, you got to be making the dopest music at all times, so every time somebody listens to it, they can't deny it. Like, there's just some records on here that were just no denying today, you know? There's just some records you just can't deny. I mean, as soon as you hear them, it's like no denying them. But y'all put out these average and mediocre records, and y'all ain't put no marketing budget behind it. Like, what do you expect it to happen? Because, like, when I see people out here complaining about musicians that make it or that get it, established or get some fame or whatever it may be, right? And then they'd be like, oh, they're trash, they're whack, music ain't, their music ain't shit. But they, their marketing budget was typically nice, really good, you know. Like, your marketing budget was looking like shit compared to their market budget when you be sitting, you know, anybody that sits there and trashes the artists that make it and their music might not be that good, it's only because they don't got a marketing budget behind them that they can, they're able to just feel like they can take that stance and whatnot. But this is the thing, like, we clearly seen, like, there's enough evidence and proof to tell you that you don't have to be the most talented musician or artist in this business to establish a name, to get a certain amount of fan base. I mean, Sexy Red's music is terrible, but there's still people that are consuming her music. There's people that are streaming her music, that are buying her products, buying tickets to her shows. Sexy Red is touring. Why somebody who ain't touring is sitting there calling Sexy Red a trash artist? Somebody put some kind of money behind her, and or some kind of marketing or some kind of promotion, and it got some kind of reaction. And that's how it works. The Hot 2 girl. I mean, like, she's probably capitalizing like crazy, like, because she got a viral moment. But she didn't just go viral because she was just on some nobody platform or some somebody shared the content and made it and gave it that push. You know, it's like my guy, shouts out to Chris Roger from School Tour, also part owner of Dizzle Brand Premium Luxury Liqueur. You know, he had the guy Drewski share two of his posts off of the School Tour. Go follow the School Tour. All you artists that want to tour at middle schools and whatnot in Southern California, hit up my guy Chris Roker on the School Tour. He could get you on shows in Southern California at a lot of middle schools and junior highs and whatnot, or high schools or whatever. They call them junior high. That's how old I am. It was junior high when I was in school. But Drew Ski shared two of the posts that he posted to that account, to the Could Have Been Records Instagram. And ever since then, like, you know, Roker's Instagram been taking off, you know, where like all his videos are getting like 10 to 20,000 views or more. The two videos that Drewski basically reshared both got over 1 million, you know, and the way they reshared it was kind of deceptive, but it worked. And now he's getting a bunch of traction, you know, because somebody, that's the thing, somebody got to put a push behind it. You can't just put out, okay, an average music and think that somebody ain't got to push it to the masses and whatnot. It's not going to break itself, man. That's the thing. Music's not going to break itself. I mean, it's very rare that somebody gets discovered off of like one song or something. That's very rare. It's very rare. I mean, there's a couple Fayetteville artists that did that. One by the name of J. Cole. He basically got signed off of one song I heard that really kind of went over Jay-Z and them signing him. And then Murray, you know, old boy heard Marshmello's manager heard The Quicksand probably on YouTube in an old video and basically signed him off of that one song. But even that situation hasn't fully developed. And there's issues with that. Apparently, he can't release new music and whatnot. So that situation hasn't really panned out to be what people thought it was going to be. Because at the end of the day, you know, you can't just get overnight success. That doesn't work. Like building fan base, it usually takes years to build a cult following. Just because you get a, like, somebody puts like $250,000 worth of ads up on your video and you get a bunch of views, it doesn't necessarily mean you get a cult following that people are just demanding your music every time you drop. You know, cult following artists are like Tech N9ne and Insane Clown Posse's of the worlds. You know, those people got cult followings. I mean, like, diehard cult followings. Mills Faces said it's constant grind and it's quality over quantity. That's the thing, man. Like, none of this music out here is really quality music. Like, I don't know that it's necessarily always quality over quantity. I think both nowadays are needed. I think you do need a quantity of content. You almost need a quantity of songs because, like, there's just too many songs being released every single day. There's 100,000 songs being released every single day. It's too oversaturated. There's not 100,000 movies being released every day on Tubi and stuff like that. They only release probably dozens at a time. But 100,000 songs per day, I honestly feel like you need both. You need quality and quantity. As for longevity purposes, you need quality and quantity. But I don't know that these up and comers, I don't know if they really care about longevity in the music business. Because nowadays they're finding other ways to make money outside of music more than ever. They're able to monetize their social media accounts in ways that artists weren't able to do in the 90s and the 80s and whatnot. And even a lot of these artists from the 90s and 80s didn't capitalize on monetizing their social media accounts, you know, to the point of these new artists. I mean, you look at a cat like Jason Derulo, he don't even really got to make music. That's just like icing on the cake, cherry on the top. He's making so much money off of the streaming platforms. I mean, he makes a killing off of TikTok, you know. So I'm thinking you need both, man, quantity and quality. Especially when, like, if you don't got a lot of money for marketing and promotion, really the solution to that is quantity. It is a lot of content. You got to constantly stay on people's timelines. That's why, you know, like, I got two podcasts to promote, a music promo company. You can only put so much money into marketing each one that I really go off of quantity. Now, I do try to make my clips and my interviews be quality as possible, but I try to pump out as much quantity as I can. And for me, it's benefited because now I got all types of people hit me up for interviews, especially on the Paul Pickett podcast. I mean, I got all types of people coming out the woodworks hit me up for interviews. And yeah, man. So like a lot of musicians, they think the only content they're supposed to put out is music, man. Nowadays, you got to be a reality TV show, man. Like fans want to see everything about your day to day, man. They want to know everything. They nosy as hell nowadays. They want to know it all. And there's so many artists that are letting them see it all and know it all pretty much, except all the X-rated stuff. That I guess they feel obligated to, that they should pretty much get the reality TV show deal, especially when they spending a ton of money on your, like, these $200 ticket prices. And, you know, if they're a diehard fan and they buying the whole $50 album pack with the autograph and t-shirt and all that, and, you know, those are the kind, though, if you got any diehard cult following, you got to keep them engaged. You got to keep them engaged. Soon as you stop keeping them engaged, you just stop putting out content, stop putting out music, stop showing your face, stop letting them hear your voice, you out of sight and out of mind, man. And I don't know why these cats don't get that, man. When you ain't dropped nothing, and like some of these artists ain't dropped nothing in 4 or 5 years, and you act like we're supposed to wake up every day and just think about you. 100,000 songs being released every single day. We're supposed to wake up and think about the cat that ain't dropped an album in 4 or 5 years. How about you drop an album or a single, drop a song every year or something? How about you do other things to stay relevant, stay in our minds, to stay in our, you know, where we always seeing you, we always hearing you. Like, you know, it's not our fault, like, people don't be relevant no more when they just stop doing things that are relevant. Like, they just go on this hiatus and just disappear, you know, and act like we're supposed to just every day wake up and think about them. You know who wake up and thinks about the same person every day? Donald Trump haters. Donald Trump haters are the only people that wake up every single day and think about one person. Or maybe, you know, oh, Caitlin Clark getting a lot of hate right now. Maybe Caitlin Clark haters too. But like, people that wake up every day and just hate on the same person, those are only people, like LeBron haters or Michael Jordan haters, because there's a lot of LeBron. Man, I'm tired of my timeline with like LeBron versus Michael, Michael versus LeBron. And they come up with some of the stupidest things to debate, man. Michael versus LeBron, man. You know, like, they be like, well, you know, LeBron went straight to, you know, pros. Jordan had to go play 3 years. I mean, like, back then, I think the rules were different. I don't think you could go to pros until you were a certain age. Second of all, Jordan was hitting a game-winning shot in a freaking championship as a freshman in college is starting as a freshman for a team that never started freshmen. And he was playing with James Worthy and Sam Perkins. And James Worthy said out of his own mouth, he was only the best player on that team for all but 1 minute. All but 1 minute. The play was designed for the freshman to hit the game-winning shot. It wasn't designed for the senior James. I love big game James Worthy. Michael Jordan came into the league averaging 28 a game, man. 28 a game. Who does that? It's crazy, man. Like, y'all be filling my timeline up with that ridiculous Michael Jordan hate, man. But, he had Pippen. Pippen was an overrated offensive player, though, dude. He averaged 16 a game, man, his career. 16 a game his career, man. Like, LeBron had D-Wade and he had Chris Bosh, but was originally going to try to get D-Wade and Carmelo Anthony. Like, damn, you talking about stacking the team, yo. Yeah, this is one of those rants. This is one of those rants. Yeah, this is one of the rants because I'm tired of my timeline like this Michael Jordan hate, man, you know. I mean, don't get me wrong. LeBron is one of the most complete players ever. But, like, if all you could say is that LeBron was a better rebounder than Michael Jordan, I'm sorry, man, because he wasn't a better defensive player. I'm sorry. Michael Jordan dominated on defensive end. He was unstoppable offense. I mean, go look at Michael Jordan's highlights, man. He did just some of the most amazing things, man. I mean, just some of the shots he would make, man, in the middle of the air, do a 180 turnaround and just flip it over and just. It's like, why we got to make the debate turn into hate? That's the problem. We always got to make the debate turn into hate. Well, I'm about to wrap it up. No more submissions for the day. We just got one last minute, but I'm going to review that next week. And I'm going to play around with the times of when I go live on Saturdays, trying to find the perfect time to go live. I went 2 p.m. last time, 3 p.m. this time. I think I'm going to go 1 p.m. next Saturday. I want to make sure I find a time where it's good enough for people that are overseas in like Germany, UK, and France and things of that nature, because they're usually like 6 hours pretty much ahead of us on the East Coast. So I want to make sure, because we got a lot of submissions, like a lot of these death metal submissions are from like overseas too, you know, a lot of these Denmark, Poland, Norway, Russia, a lot of those European countries where a lot of these metal submissions come from, and some rock submissions from overseas. We had a submission from Argentina, which, if I'm not mistaken, is actually an hour ahead of us, I think he said. Germany, yeah, like, shouts out to Mark. Perfect for Germany. Germany's ahead of us. And Germany's probably the second biggest market for hip-hop. They freaking love hip-hop. Like, real pure hip-hop where dudes are actually rapping, you know, with dope deliveries, dope lyrics, dope subject matters, dope concepts, storytelling. They still want to hear scratches. And they probably like the mainstream stuff too. I mean, I never lived in Germany. I lived in Panama. But I think from what I heard, Germany likes it all. They love it all. And that's why a lot of the old school rappers, they tour overseas more heavy. Like, they're hurting for shows in the U.S. Nobody really giving them a lot of shows in the U.S. Even with the Hip Hop 50th, I knew that was only going to be like show promoters only try to capitalize off of that while it was still hot. Like, once it starts to fizzle out, you know, it's like it doesn't even become a thing no more. They don't even start booking the artists. Just like breakdance, it wasn't going to be what people thought it was going to be. I try to tell them, this ain't going to be what y'all thought it was going to be. Y'all think this is like a great day for hip-hop, man. And apparently it wasn't. From what I've seen about the Australian so-called breakdancer, apparently it was not a great day for hip-hop, because I saw everybody in hip-hop bitching and complaining about the so-called Australian breakdancer that I really didn't see breakdancing. I don't know what the hell that was. It didn't look like no breakdancing that I'm used to. But yeah, I knew it wasn't going to be what people thought it was going to be, man. You know, this idea, like, you got to throw on your common sense hats, people, man. Like, this idea that you think the Olympics gives a shit about hip-hop culture. Stop it. Stop it, man. Pump the fucking brakes, man. Pump the fucking brakes. Y'all got to stop thinking people care about things that don't really care about things. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it, Mark. And I need to, I'm going to hit you up when I get off here, Mark. I know we did, you put me on one of your mixtapes back in the days, something of that nature. So reach out and see how we can help each other out. You know what I'm saying? It's good to build a network. It's good to build relationships, friendships. That's what I do when I interview these artists on the show. I build friendships with them, relationships with them. Make sure they got my contacts. I have theirs. Make sure I go hard on the interviews with the clips and pump out a bunch of clips. Because, you know, some of the artists we interview, they're not always the most talked about artists nowadays, you know. And that's the thing. Like, I like to go digging in the crates with my interviews. And I actually want to go digging in the rock crates. I'm trying to, book, like, bands like the Bangles and stuff for, like, interviews. Just, like, 80s rocks and 70s rocks bands that, you know, people don't talk about so much nowadays that might still tour, but don't really got a strong social media following and whatnot. You know, with my interviews, I don't try to, I got two things that I try to go for. I don't try to overreach, because at this moment, I don't pay for interviews, because I've interviewed, like, people like Lenny Williams and stuff who got hits for days without paying for interviews, and Smooth Hustler and, you know, Channel Live. And I've interviewed Guru back in the days, MC Light, you know. So it's like when you've interviewed certain kind of status of artists, it's harder for certain artists to try to pretty much charge, you know what I'm saying, and whatnot. So I try to go for interviews that I feel like is not really an overreach as far as what my following is on the podcast at the moment. And I ask nicely. I try not to go for overreach, and I ask nicely, man, because, you know, asking nice always helps. And the thing is when you're trying to get an interview from some artist, right, or musician, and they might not be super duper popping. Like, I know somebody like Eminem or Jay-Z, yeah, them cats is, you're going to pay them every time. But somebody that's not really an overreach, you got a 50% chance they're going to say yes. And if it's an artist that, like, people ain't hitting them up every day and every week asking them for interviews and whatnot, you really got a greater chance. You probably got like a 60 to 70% chance, maybe 80% chance to get an interview if it's an artist that typically people are not trying to interview all the time. If they haven't had an interview in over a year, you best believe they shouldn't even be passing up no interviews. If nobody's reached out for them for an interview in a year, you should be taking every interview you can get. And one thing I noticed is unsigned artists, I got to go on a rant about this. Unsigned musicians are some of the most unprofessional people when it comes to interviews. Y'all some of the most unprofessional people when it comes to interviews. And I'm going to tell you why. Y'all be the main ones coming late to the interviews. Y'all be the ones that don't got a stable connection. You don't got proper lighting. Y'all be doing it in settings that are just not fit for interview settings at all. You know, y'all be sitting there more worried about, can you smoke weed on the podcast? than actually doing the interview to get exposure. You know, y'all be feeling yourselves. Y'all be thinking, you know, y'all stars already when you're not, you know, but you got cats like Smooter Hustle coming early to the interview. You got other cats we interviewing, like Kid Sensation, who came out with Sir Mix-a-Lot back in the days, coming like 20 minutes early. You know, you got dudes coming 15, 20 minutes early to the interview, a remote interview. They could literally, they don't got to come 15, 20 minutes, but they're professionals. They make sure their lighting's right, their audio's right, the everything's looking good, you know, get a quick mic check. And we do a 5-minute countdown. They'll wait for the 5-minute countdown and till we go live and introduce them. But you unsigned artists, man, y'all be acting like y'all damn Jay-Z and Eminem when y'all do interviews. Like, coming late to the interview, you be like 10, 20 minutes late. Then your quality of your lighting and background, or just the quality of the video, the audio, all that don't be good. And then, I mean, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. And then y'all act like y'all don't want to do the interviews. Y'all act like doing interviews is a hassle to y'all. Like, when you're trying to get your name out there, man, you need your name plastered everywhere. Plastered everywhere. Like, DJ Chuck T, when we interviewed him, we asked him, you know, how did he really get popping? Man, he had his name plastered everywhere. Flyers handed out everywhere. And every little tobacco store you could go to and anywhere that allowed you to put up flyers, his flyers were there. Stickers all over every bathroom that you could possibly plaster stickers over. Posters all over everywhere that you could put posters over. You know, anywhere you could plaster his face and name, it was being plastered, man. Interviews, whatever, you know. That's the thing. Chuck T will tell you, like, he don't care if there's just 3 or 4 people tune into his live music reviews, because he understands fan bases are built one by one by one by one. But y'all be thinking y'all could just buy 1 million plays on Spotify, or buy 1 million followers, or 1 million YouTube views, and everybody that watches it is just going to like, comment, and subscribe. Like, y'all ain't never heard of the 2-3% rule. Like, you ain't heard that only 2% or 3% of that 1 million might possibly engage. Y'all overthinking it, man. Y'all overselling it. Yo, but we about to wrap it up. We hit into the 1:35 mark. Appreciate everybody that tuned in and that commented and that submits music every Saturday. Tune in. I'm going to go 1 p.m. next Saturday. Going to see how that runs. And maybe 12 p.m. the Saturday after that. Just to try to, you know, find the best time to go live on Saturdays. Apparently the best time to go live on weekdays and Fridays, of course, is like 7 to 8 p.m. No matter where you pretty much live. So appreciate y'all tuning in to another episode of Live from Vietnam. I'm the one and only Paul Masson. Go follow at Promo Palace. Appreciate y'all tuning in. Peace. And I'm out.